Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So a couple of weeks ago, I had my annual physical with my doctor, and I've got a new doctor, and I did one of these concierge services, which is really interesting because they spend a lot of time with you. And I really like the concept. And so one of the things he talked to me about was BMI, which is your body mass index, and the fact that mine's too high. And despite the fact that I've got a big frame, I work out probably three times a week, and a lot of that's weight training, I'm still carrying too much weight. And it's crept up 2 or 3 pounds a year over the last few years, and it's just time to really do something about it. And so I started to think about dieting and what to do. And the first thing I thought about is, you know, they always talk about diet being a lifestyle change, but it has to be, right? Otherwise, you're going up and down and you're trying these crazy fads and let's, you know, not eat any bread or any carbs at all, but yet, you know, load up in, you know, bacon. Like, you know, I don't understand. And not that I don't understand it. I think there's a place for each one of those, but the thread between all of it, I think, should be moderation. Right, everything in moderation. If you can do it, not get too crazy on one kind of diet and so strict on another, because the stricter it is, the tougher it is to keep with it. And the more obscure it is, the tougher it is to stay with it. So there's some things that I thought about that I'm going to do going forward. I already started and it's made a big difference. And one of them is just to track what I'm putting in my mouth. And at the moment, what I'm doing is I'm going to an app. And I'm looking at, and there's a ton of them out there, but one of the things I'm looking at is how many calories am I eating? I mean, that's the easiest thing to just determine what's my caloric intake. And the app's called Lose It, by the way. And so when I look at my caloric intake, I figured on, okay, I want to lose a couple of pounds a week. I figured this is going to be a multi-month process, or maybe even 6, 8, 9 months till I get to my target weight, which is about 15 pounds lower than where I am right now. And I'm just going to do this slowly, but I want to do it the right way. So I don't have to eat until I'm stuffed anymore. That's one of the things I've always done. Portion control has always been a challenge. So that's another thing that I'm focusing on. And all this can be accomplished by simply tracking what I eat. If I've got a 2,000 calorie allowance, which is what I've set for myself each day, I need to make sure that I stay under that number. And if I have a big lunch, it means having a smaller dinner, and they're trade-offs. But what it's forced me to do is get very smart about the things that I'm putting in my mouth. Hey, I'm fairly healthy, but I'm not, you know, crazy about that kind of thing. But I do my best to eat a pretty healthy diet. But the bottom line is I know that what I've got, and once I get close to that point, I try to stop eating. Now, the other thing I think you have to permit yourself to do is indulge. You're going to go to a nice dinner. You're going to eat what you want to eat. Maybe there's a decadent dessert. I think if you deny yourself of that stuff, sooner or later, you're going to binge, right? Or it's unsustainable for a long period of time. So realizing that if you're good on it for 5 or 6 days a week, and you know there's one day that you go over, you can forgive yourself for it, right? But I think it's common sense is the thread here. Thinking about what you're eating, how much, you know, how many calories you have for yourself, and finding ways in your daily routine to create convenience and lifestyle things. So think about a day in your life and think about where you are and what you'd be doing, and make it easier for yourself to make better decisions around what you put in your mouth. For me, there are days when I work from home. If I just go aimlessly into the refrigerator or the pantry, I'm going to find crap that I shouldn't eat. So if I can take preset snacks, like, you know, take some vegetables that I like and throw them together in a container and, you know, make a couple of smaller snacks that way. That way, when I go to the refrigerator, I grab something that I should be eating that's not densely caloric instead of something, you know, that I shouldn't be eating. And little things like that make a big difference. And just having the stuff around when you need it. When I travel, one of the things I'm focusing on is just making good decisions in restaurants. And the app is beautiful for that because it tells you how many calories for a dish that you're about to eat. And you can't always be perfect with it, but you can get an idea of what you're up against in most places. And you'd be surprised how much you can save just by making those good decisions. And so that's it. It's a really simple way to do things, but I also think it's a sustainable one. So by me saying it now, it keeps my feet to the fire and keeps me to the challenge that I'm going to do this. So that's the goal. And then the last thing is when you decide on what you want to do, get focused on the outcome. And the point is for me, it's not saying I weigh 190 and I want to weigh 175. I weigh 175 pounds and I have to see myself there and I got to focus on that outcome. So it's not losing 15 pounds. It's weighing 175. It's positive. That's the way I want to frame it. And then I can stay on that path. So again, I'm putting it out there right now. It's something I'm going to do. And it's something I encourage you to do. You know, if you're one of those people that can afford to lose a few pounds or just get better control, track what you're putting in your mouth, look at your caloric intake, and if you want to focus on one particular area, and you know, I've even gone to a nutritionist to talk through some of this stuff. Focus on the area you want, but decide what it is, get focused on the outcome, and then just stick to it. And it's all about the discipline. Staying on that path, and then all of a sudden it becomes a way of life, and that's it. It's creating the right habits so that it's repeatable and sustainable. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this message or this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, start to become more conscious about what you're ingesting. Think about the size of the meals you're eating, the quality of the food you're putting in your body, and see if you can't make that incremental improvement. It'll definitely pay off over time.